Well, it's not the big green blobs. It's just a little purple thing with numbers in it. And I haven't checked it in about almost an hour and a half. I first looked this morning. And I didn't think to check on Phil. But I know some people that live out his way, and I didn't even bother to check for their sake. So my bad. And thank you for the update on the information. Yeah, I was listening to the final testing last night with TJ and I believe Fred, and it sounds good, but yeah, I've not, you know, as far as hearing crackling or anything like that, I didn't hear any last night, but I'm, you know, Sean, unfortunately, he's got a little crackle in there, but we know why. It's the antenna, and that'll eventually be corrected and, you know, fixed, so all good. Over, Sean.
Connected to CMN Network.
I think he needs to turn pre-emphasis on. It's a little muffled. But, yeah, I'm on the Quinner approaching 15-mile road here. I'm hearing a little picket fencing, just a little bit. So that thing should be rock solid all the way up to 59 and across. So I'm going to take 16 across, though. Anywho, well, it is what it is. He had to go from a 16 bay folded dipole down to a 4 or an 8. I can't remember what he had. But it was something significant. I think it was a 4 bay. Significantly less than what he had. I know I made that change up in Romeo. I've been very unhappy with the performance.